Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you for your presence here. We give you the praise and the honor. Touch someone's life here today. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Psalm 104. Verse 33. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have any being. Your praise and your health, part 3. Your praise and your health, part 3. Our objective is to connect, find and see the connection between the praise worship life of a person and their health. Is there a relationship between how a person praises the Lord and their health? Yes. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. So if God gives me life, I will sing. I will praise my God while I have my being. And since God created me to praise Him, He will give me life to praise Him. Isaiah 43 and in verse 21, He said, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." So if I am determined to give God praise, God is determined to give me life. As long as I am determined to give Him praise, He will be determined to give me life. Earlier on we read Psalm 119 and in verse 175. Psalm 119 verse 175 He said, "Let my soul live and it shall praise Thee. And let Thy judgments help me." If my soul is made to live, I will praise You. The meaning of that is, if I supply God praise, He supplies me life. Let my soul live, and it will praise You. If I supply God praise, thanksgiving, worship, He supplies me life. In Psalm 42 and in verse 11, He said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why do you want to be depressed? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance." The release of my praise is the release of my health from His countenance. I will praise Him who is the custodian of my health. He is the health of my countenance. Praiseful people are lively people. Thankful people survive, outlive their enemy. Say a louder amen. How does praise help my life? How does praise affect my health? Three ways. Number one, we said that praise establishes the presence of God in the life of the praiser. Again, praise establishes the presence of God in the life or around the life of the praiser. Again, praise establishes the presence of God in the life of the praiser. He establishes the presence. When a person knows how to praise God, God is comfortable with him. Psalm 22 verse 3 said, "Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." God lives inside praise. He lives in praise. And where God lives, life is. When you see God, you see healing. Healing virtue flows in the presence of God. Your praise makes God to live with you. And God lives with you means your health, healing. If God is present, he will heal. And if God is present, healing virtue flow. So the first thing is, praise establishes the presence of God in the life of the praiser. Secondly, praise excuses the presence of the enemy from the life of the praiser. Praise excuses the presence of the enemy from the life of the praiser. Again, praise excuses the presence of the enemy from the life of the praiser. You know how to praise God. You know how to give him thanks. You know how to give him worship. The devil can never be comfortable around your life. That was what David used to check out the devil from the life of King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 23. Praise excuses the presence of the enemy from the life of the praiser. Somebody say amen. Every presence of the enemy in the life, you can still place that on the screen. Every presence of the enemy in the life of anyone here today, I declare that enemy presence ejected. That enemy presence is ejected. That enemy presence is ejected. That enemy presence is ejected. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life today, I declare they are uprooted. In Jesus' name. Finally, thirdly, praise activates strength in the life of the praiser. Praise activates strength in the life of the praiser. Praise activates strength in the life of the praiser. There is a connection between praise and strength. Praiseful people are spiritually strong people. There is a connection between praise and strength. In Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10b, he said, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." If you have joy in the Lord, which is what we call praise, you will have strength. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You can never be weak if you don't lack joy in the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18b. He said, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." And then what happens if I have joy? Verse 19. The Lord God is my strength. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hind's feet. He will make me to walk upon my high places. Everyone who has joy in the Lord can never be bankrupt of strength. Never be bankrupt of strength. Another scripture in the book of Psalms 28 and in verse 7. Psalm 28 and in verse 7. He said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth. And with my song will I praise him. Since he is the custodian of my strength, I will connect that strength with my praise. I will connect it with my praise. And then Psalm 118 and in verse 14. Psalm 118 and in verse 14. He said, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and song. If the Lord is your strength, he will be your song. And if the Lord is your song, he will be your strength. If the Lord is your strength, he will be your song. And if the Lord is your song, he will be your strength. Somebody say a loud amen. What is the connection between strength and health? We say that praise brings strength. What is the relationship? So, why is strength needed? Two things. This is 3A. First, strength is the bedrock of health. Strength is the bedrock of health. The supply of strength is the supply of health. When people lose health, they lose strength. When people have strength, they have health. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9, we saw strength in Moses. Verse 7. We saw strength in Moses, and that strength was health. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim. His natural force or strength never abated. Can you give me three or four translations from the New Living Translation? And then we go to the New International Version. And then to the, what do you call it, the Amplified Version. And then the Message Bible. Now go ahead. Moses was 120 years old when he died. Yet his eyesight was clear. And he was as strong as ever. He was as strong as ever. His eyesight was clear. And he had strength. Moses was 120 years old when he died. Yet his eyes were not weak. And his strength was not gone. His strength was not gone. His strength was not gone. Although Moses, Amplified Version, was 120 years old when he died, his eyesight was not dim. And his natural strength never abated. Now the Message Bible made it very, very. Say Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyesight was sharp. And he still walked with a bounce in his steps. With a spring in his step. You see, where there is strength, health is guaranteed. Your praise supplies you strength. And strength undergirds your health. Undergirds your health. Strength undergirds your health. Joshua said, 40 years old was I. In Joshua chapter 14 and in verse 10. When the Lord sent me and you. He said, and the Lord has kept me alive. As he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. 85 years, 1 Corinthians 5, go ahead. And as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, 40 years ago. So is my strength now, 45 years ago, for war, both to go out and to come in. I am still strong, means I am still healthy. The way I was 45 years ago, I can still take down giants at age 85. That is how my strength is. For war. As my strength is then, So it's my strength now for war. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There are people here in our midst today who have fought the Nigerian Civil War 52, 53 years ago. You can imagine yourself saying that I can go to war now and be as sharp as I was as a second lieutenant, as a soldier 50 something years ago. That was what this man was talking about. My strength is then, so is my strength now. I prophesy to somebody, you shall not lose strength. Can somebody shout a louder amen? As your days, so shall your strength be. You shall not lose strength. When your years increase, instead of your strength dropping, your strength shall increase with your years. 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 Shout the loudest, amen. So strength undergirds health. And secondly, strength guarantees victory in conflict. Strength guarantees victory in the face of conflict. Because every attack of the enemy is a conflict. When the enemy tries to put a sickness on you, or to put an oppression on your life, or to put something upon you, strength can avert it. Spiritual strength, mental strength, and physical strength. Proverbs chapter 24 and in verse 10. He said, if you faint in the day of adversity, it's because your strength is small. If you lose it in the day of enemy confrontation, you lose it because you felt physically attacked, it's because your strength is small. The meaning is, if your strength is not small, there is nothing the devil brings against you that can floor you. If your strength is not small, the devil will never see your sweat. If your strength is not small, the devil will never catch you in tears, except you are worshiping your maker. If your strength is not small, you will never turn your back on the devil. The devil will not be pursuing and you are running. Am I communicating? Because if you look at the book of Ephesians, when the weapons of our warfare was mentioned, there is the helmet of salvation. There is the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of faith. There is the breastplate of righteousness. There is the shield of faith. There is the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And there was no covering for the back. Nothing covered the back. Everything covered the chest. Something covered the head. Something covered the hand. Something covered the legs. But nothing covered the back. Why was it that God did not make any provision for the back? Because he never expected the devil to see your back. He never expected you to turn your back on the devil. Am I speaking to somebody here? Shout the loudest amen. Say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, I can never turn my back on the devil. I will never. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That strength is coming back. This is our conclusion today. Whatever attacks your praise, attacks your health. Anything that makes you to murmur, to grumble, brings you into sickness. That is why depression is a condition of disease, a condition of ill health. It's a mental illness. Anything attacking your joy, attacking your praise, attacking your enthusiasm, your vibrance, is attacking your health. And whatever attacks your praise, attacks your life. Never agree to sink into the temptation of murmuring, of grumbling. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 10. He said, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were killed of the killer, destroyed of the destroyer. It's a new day. 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 Shout the loudest, say amen. How many of you believe that prophetic word works? When we went to Jalingo in Taraba State, we made some prophetic declarations. Less than 7 days, The killers began to kill themselves. They have not stopped. The killings have, they have continued to waste themselves. The other group that dealt with the other people, they have dealt with some leaders on their own side now. And the other day, received a message that some people found some terrorists running on the road. About four of them. And they running into an IDP camp. I don't know how that happened. And then they say, what is happening? He said, they don't know what came on their leader. He suddenly started shooting them. Shooting all his, they started shooting themselves. So they began to run. The power of God is real. It's the same prophetic word coming on you today. You shall not die before your time. The strength of the Lord is coming upon you today. Life is coming upon you today. Health is coming upon you today. Wholeness is coming upon you today. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. Say after me, I shall fulfill my days. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. Take your seat 1 minute and lift up your hands in the worship of God. That was why we came here today, to worship Him. Go ahead and lift your hands and begin to worship Him. And if you came here sick in body, get set to receive your healing and your wholeness. You are in the attitude of worship, in the spirit, honoring God.
your name is holy, Lord. For your name is holy, Lord.
Holy.
Your name is holy, Lord. Your name is holy, Lord.
Holy.
Sing your name is holy. Sing your name is holy,
Lord.
Lift up your hands and just worship in the spirit. Standing everywhere you are, if you can, and just lift your hands in the worship of God.
Holy, your name is holy, Lord. Holy, holy, Lord. Oh, your name is holy. Your name is holy.
Everywhere you are, and just begin to worship the King of Kings.
Holy, holy, holy Lord.
Worship Him, worship Him, honor Him, adore Him, magnify
Him.
Thank you, man. In Jesus' name, lift your hands higher. Whisper that name that is above every name. Jesus. Lift your hands up. It's a visitation time, encounter time, healing time, deliverance time, where people will be brought out of pits and out of graves and out of prisons, where spirit husbands and spirit wives be ejected, and serpent spirits, unclean spirits, spirits of rejection, near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough, filthy garments set on fire, where chains will be broken off hands. We are deliverances. We are limitations to be lifted. Lift up your hands right now. And at the count of seven, at the count of three, you will place your hands on your head and scream, I receive, at the top of your voice. And something is going to drop on you. to scream, I receive at the top of your voice. And you receive your healing. You receive your deliverance. You receive your liberty. You receive your breakthrough. Father, let it be. Let it be. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2. Are you ready? Again. 1, 2, and 3. I receive. Receive your freedom. Receive your liberty. Receive your deliverance. Receive your freedom. Chains just got broken. Yokes just got broken. Give the Lord the praise. Give him the praise as you take your seat. Quickly, healings took place just now. Deliverance encounters. While we prayed, God opened your eyes. You saw something. You came out of a grave. You came out of a prison. A dress got set on fire on your body. A spirit of death left you. You saw it. An encounter in your village where the Lord was dealing with certain things. That happened to you just now. Quickly stand and rush to the front here. And let us receive from you what happened. Yes, quickly. Rush forward here. An encounter happened just now. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Those with an encounter should come on this left-hand side here. As you are coming, let somebody watch your bag for you or you pick it up. Because there are Judas Iscariot that attend church. Right? Just ensure somebody watches it for you. An encounter happened to you, something. God just opened your eyes, you saw something, a deliverance. You came out of a pit, a cage or something. Quickly stand over here. Masha Kobalagayada. All those with deliverances here, encounters here, quickly. And then on my right hand side, you have a physical healing, a physical healing. The pain left your chest on the right hand side. That's right. A right hand ear condition got healed. And a knee got healed right now of the affliction. And a right elbow also got healed. You got a healing from something. Quickly, on my right hand side here, you step forward. Right here. And beyond that, everybody who came in here in need of a healing, in need of in need of a deliverance, the Lord wants to heal you. You have problem with your eyes. Can't see clear or not see at all. You can stand up where you are. You have problem with your ears. You cannot hear with the two ears clearly, or you don't hear with one ear at all. You can also stand up on your feet. Place the hand. Help her there. Place the hand where the affliction is. And you have a pain in your body, and you want the pain to go, you can stand as well. Whether it's a pain of fracture, a pain of bone condition, whatever it is, you can stand on your feet. You have a growth in your body. A hernia, a goiter, a fibroid, a breast tumor, whatever it is, you can also stand where you are. Place your hand where the affliction is. I am going to pray, and with the speed of light, that affliction will go back to where it came from. And you are going to feel instant healing. When I finish praying for you, I want you to look for your healing, not for your affliction. Look for your healing. Right now, I take authority over the spirit of infirmity. I take authority over that spirit of deafness and dumbness. That conduction deafness, I rebuke you. That blind devil of blindness, cataract, glaucoma, retinal detachment, astigmatism. I take authority over witchcraft blindness, occultic blindness. I take authority over inherited blindness. Your tenure is over, and deafness. I rebuke you. I rebuke that migraine headache. I rebuke that tumor, that cancer to your roots, breast tumor, tumors of the uterus and tumors of the prostate and of the urinary bladder. I rebuke you today. The pains in this body, I rebuke you. Pains from fracture and from any form of pain, I rebuke you today. Your tenure expired. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, you must get out, spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Somebody shout, go. Get out. Get out of their bodies now. Get out of these bodies. Get out of these bodies. Get out of these bodies. In Jesus' precious name. Remain standing from the crown of your head. Those who stood up to be healed, remain standing. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you are healed. If it was a pain, check the pain now. You will notice it is gone. If it was a growth, check the growth now. You will notice either the growth has completely disappeared or it is disappearing now. Check your eyes. Open it and see around you. If it was one eye that wasn't seeing well, close the good one. And you'll notice that the one that was not seeing well or not seeing at all is seeing. If it is the ears, block the good one and you'll begin to hear with the other one. Now, how many of you have received your healing? Something left you or you got healed. The pain is gone. You can't feel it anymore. All right, quickly rush to the front here on my right hand side here where we are standing here. Quickly rush forward. Quickly rush forward here. Just one moment. Direct them from all the way from there here. Everybody who is healed of a physical ailment, all the way here to this right hand side. Whilst where some pastors will meet you. Oh yeah, go ahead. Father, thank you. Forward, come over here. A moment. One by one.
Sir, these are all encounters. We pull them out from here. So many encounters.
Hold on, one by one.
Yeah. Our sister said, while you were worshiping, her eyes opened and she saw the flag of Nigeria raised up, being waved. And the Lord told her, I have lifted Nigeria.
Yeah.
And remember, you keep speaking concerning
Nigeria. No. Something has already happened concerning Nigeria. Within the first 1 week of the month we are stepping in, God will give us signs and evidences that will be known that God has stepped into our country. Shout the loudest amen. In the name of, lift your right and say, Father, thank you for the deliverance of Nigeria. Thank you for the deliverance of Nigeria. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise.
It's so still an encounter. We have about 3 or 4 of them up there, the same thing. He said, while you ask us to place our hand on our head and receive, he saw himself into a very deep pit, and you brought a ladder, took it to him.
Another ladder.
This is, and he came up.
The similar one happened,
yes,
in the second service.
Step and up, we have step a number up. Of them up there too.
Everyone that the devil has kept in any pit, by the anointing that brought this man out this morning, you are out. Out of the pit. In the name of Jesus, yes.
Our sister said, while we were receiving, Her eyes opened and she saw doves flying towards her, which I believe signified the power of the Holy Spirit. While that was on, she said her eyes opened further and she saw a dark being left her. The dark being looked like a chimpanzee with the children.
With children.
Answer, she's not married. She said anywhere she goes, they will give her the title of the oldest person there.
I want to marry somebody that is older than you.
Oh my God. Incredible.
And she looks so very young.
I am almost 10 years older than you. And you are looking as old as this. Come up here and lift up your hands. Chimpanzee, old chimpanzee with children.
Every demonic embargo placed on your life, every stranger occupying your body, today the strangers are living right. Yeah, the Holy Ghost, I command you set free. Free from that satanic agenda. And the mask the devil placed on your face, that mask is roasted by fire. It's roasted by fire. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Take your seat. Yes.
Yes, sir. Our brother came from a family where they died 3 years.
Three years. Every 3 years,
yes,
somebody
and
died.
And in the month of June.
Every year in the month of June.
Of June.
The 3 years in the month of June.
Yes, sir. The father died. 3 years later, the grandfather died. 3 years later, the uncle died and is to be buried on Friday. And the enemy was pointing towards him. He said, you appeared and came to that grave and spoke to him to come out. He came out with chains and he knows he's delivered.
Every person that is appointed unto death in your family, that appointment is canceled right now. Are you saying amen? You say it like a believer. Shout, I shall fulfill my days. No devil can kill me before my time. I shall fulfill my days in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Our brother said he has an evangelistic ministry. Last night, you appeared in his dream and gave him a mantle. So he was meant to have an appointment this morning, engagement, but decided to cancel and come. At the shout of I receive, that you appeared before him in the revelation and hugged him and told him, go and do whatever you see me do.
Lift your hands. Fire. Fire. Go forth. It is done. In Jesus' name.
Sister Simisola said she had lived a confused life right from the time she was born, according to her, and that it has translated into several setbacks. But at the shout of I receive, she saw something dark leaving her.
Congratulations.
And light was flashed into her life.
Jesus' precious name.
Sister Esther said she came with a heavy heart and was praying when you were ministering and blowing the instrument, and that she had an encounter revelation where you took her to her father's house and mommy was laying hands on all her siblings and was breaking some chains. And I asked her, what challenge do your siblings have? She said her father died from cough, and equally her brothers and sisters were equally having those same cough affecting their lives. And she had that encounter and she believed that God had healed her siblings.
Today is the freedom of somebody's family. Today, while you are in this service, whatever is tying your children down, your family and your loved ones, is broken right now. The yoke is broken right now. In the name of Jesus, yes.
Sir, Victor is a footballer in Europe.
Victor?
A footballer in Europe. He came back on a visit before the COVID lockdown.
He came back on a visit before COVID
the COVID lockdown. So it was difficult. Since then, it's been difficult for him to go back. But at the shot, when you asked us to share,
see him playing football in Europe with his colleagues right there.
Yes, sir.
And return back during COVID, and the devil say, who are you to go back to Ebola?
So at the shout of that I received, he saw an angel manifested, took him by the hand, and told him that you are free, you are released. So he believed that it had been difficult for him to go back since then. And then he saw this, an angel took him by the hand and said, you are released.
Lift up your hands. Everyone, they have placed an embargo on. Whatever the devil say you will not do, wherever the devil say you will not reach, I stand here by the apostolic and prophetic mandate of God and mantle on my life, and I declare the chain is broken. Go forth and fulfill your destiny and go where the devil say you cannot go. In the name of Jesus.
And Elizabeth here, her life has been characterized by demonic manipulations. In her compound, she said, she always see herself being tormented on a daily basis. She always says herself being tormented on a daily basis by this demonic being. And it has characterized, it has brought about this a lot of disfavor in her life. But at the shout of I receive, she saw an angel again manifested, started pulling things out. Some valuable things that have been caged all this particular
where?
Life.
Pulled from where?
In her compound, pulling it out, pulling all those palatine.
Your father's village. Pull the things that the devil buried. Stand here. Again, now we are having a 7 days of glory fast, media glory fast. From July. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. of Thursday, the 1st of July. Second Friday. Third Saturday. Fourth Sunday. Fifth Monday. Sixth Tuesday. Breaking on Wednesday the following week, which is midweek service, which is the first midweek service of the month, which is the communion of escape, the oil of preservation, as well as the break of fast. This is to force into manifestation everything we prayed about at the cross overnight vigil. And then within those 7 days, things will manifest for you. Manifest for our land and manifest for our families. Shout the loudest amen. But right now I announce everything the devil has kept belonging to you, we are released. Power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. What about the healings?
Yes, sir, we have some healings.
Yes.
This is our brother, David. He came into, he said in 2018, he had a fracture from an accident. He came into church this morning limping on this left leg. Wow. While the ministration was on, the pain took off. Now he can walk properly.
Show us how you were walking before you came. Let them see the accident scar. Come. Take a look at that. Show us how you were walking when you came. Show us how you can walk now. Walk with a sprint in his leg. Stand over here. I prophesy to somebody here today, in the name that is above every name, every deformity and everything the devil has broken or bent in your life is over. Power of the Holy Ghost. You are free permanently in Jesus' name.
This is our sister Lillian. She said when she was in SS2, she was slapped in one of her ears, in her left ear. And since then, she couldn't hear well. Partial deafness.
SS2, that's how many years ago?
2007, 14 years ago. Since then, she couldn't hear. She went to the hospital. They told her she had a fluid in her ear. She came into service with that condition. Right now, the ear popped open. She can hear clearly in that ear.
Wow. This ear. Close this one.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I can hear. Hallelujah.
Are you just looking like that? Give the Lord a big clap. 14 years of deafness in that ear. Everything the devil has deafened in your ears, in your life, every door the devil has closed, I declare these doors are open right now. They are open right now. Give the Lord a shout of praise, a shout of victory. Power. Freedom.
This is another deaf and dumb for 13 years. Now she's hearing.
Deaf and dumb.
For 13 years.
How old is she?
13 years, sir.
Born deaf and dumb.
Born deaf and dumb, sir. And now she's responding. We are trying her right now, and she's responding.
Born deaf and dumb. Wow. Are you just watching?
He's born, a miracle working God.
Born deaf and dumb. Born deaf and dumb. Born deaf.
He's a miracle working God.
This baby's in a hurry. Wait. Hola. Are you people hearing what is going on? One. Two. Papa.
Papa.
Mama.
Papa.
Amen.
Pa.
Amen.
Pa.
Ah.
Pa.
Good. Amen.
Papa.
Amen.
Papa.
Baba.
Papa.
Amen.
Papa.
Ah.
Pa.
Ah.
Pa.
Okay. Is the speech is coming out gradually. There are some who speak instantly, and there are those who speak gradually. She's speaking.
Open. Open.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. One.
Ba.
Two. Three.
Ba.
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 Ah.
Ah.
Good.
Ah, ah.
Ah, ah.
Good.
Amen.
Ba, ba.
You know, sometimes you tell a child, say, daddy, you say, da, da. And so she will learn how to speak. Now, come, let's do a dance.
Is open right now. Father, as the hearing is clear, we thank you because the speech shall be clear. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Ba.
Amen.
Ba, ba.
Ah.
Ba.
Father, thank you because the tongue is loosed and the speech is plain. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 Father, thank you because it is done. In Jesus' name. Give the dance and let her dance and celebrate forward. We have more healings.
It's a general thing. Two persons here are pulled out of the grave. Two pulled out of the coffin. More than four pulled out of the pit. Just encounters upon encounters and encounters.
I see a man with a urinary bag there.
Yes, sir. He says he's come for prayers.
You are free forever. Was there someone hit of an eye condition or an ear condition among the cases mentioned? Yes, come forward quickly. What kind of eye condition? Huh? What problem was it? Was there anybody who had a sight problem, couldn't see well or not see at all? Yes, what happened? And now your eyes are clear.
Yes.
For how many years?
Since 1994.
Myopia of how many years? 94, that is 27 years. And the eyes are clear now. You see everything clear, see distance is clear. Incredible. Any other person with a sight? That is, what happened?
I have hypertensive.
Hypertensive heart eye disease. And what happened now? You can see clearly.
Yes.
Look at me. Hypertensive retinopathy. Hypertension that affected it. I see me here. Come over here. Okay, stand up there. Everything I do, you do. Give the King of Kings every damage the devil has caused in your body. I declare the repair of this damage now. Power of the Holy Ghost. Hypertension, go out forever. I command the blood pressure return back to normal in Jesus' name. Any other eye that couldn't see, see now. Yes, baby, what happened to you? Since you are born, if they write, you can't see, you can't. And now, how is it? It's you are seeing okay. Clearly now. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Incredible, incredible. Any other eye healed? Couldn't see at all. Which one? Maybe one eye or two eye. Yes, tell what happened. What of ear? Anybody healed of another ear conditions? Yes, come forward. What happened to you? Right here, what kind of condition?
Very painful, but last week you fled, and then this week is completely healed. No more pain.
Incredible. What of you? For how long you couldn't hear without ear?
Let me just pass my ears.
And now it is clear. Give the Lord the praise. All of you, your healings are permanent. Somebody's neck is healed. I don't know if somebody came here with a neck affliction. Growth in the neck.
This I knew myself.
Since you knew yourself, there's a growth here.
Growth is there.
And what happened?
It has reduced that from the normal.
It is over forever in Jesus' precious name. Somebody give the Lord the praise. Give the King the praise. Every other affliction here is gone forever. Celebrate your way and dance back to your seat, everybody.
Call him everybody, can Jehovah Shammah, everybody again.
We have testimonies coming in of people that have been healed from DIGC in Nasarawa. 40-something years of eye affliction blasted out. 45 years of eye defect from childhood arrested, and there is clarity of sight now. Another 40 years of left eye defect, couldn't identify color blindness. Also healed and checked back to her. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. This is from DIGC Tama in Nasarawa State. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. We serve a faithful God. Anyone here tonight, today, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and rush to the front here and let us pray for you. You want your sins forgiven? You want to be genuinely born again? You have seen miracles, signs, and wonders, and you want to be free. Quickly rush forward here. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
I've got my mind made.
Don't be the last to come to the first. Quickly rush forward.
Turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind, I've got my mind
made up,
and I won't
turn back, because I won't. We'll see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday.
Let me give a call again. You are bound to tobacco, bound to alcoholism, bound to marijuana, bound to gambling, bound to occultism. You backslid, you want to return. Masturbation, lesbianism, and all these things. And you're saying, Pastor, I want to be free. I want to be genuinely born again. Again, don't say, I've come out before. If you came out and your life has not changed, it means your life needs to change. So stand up on your feet, carry your Bibles and your bags, and rush forward here. God bless you. Let's go.
I've got my mind.
One. Another count of seven.
I want to turn because I want to see my Jesus someday.
Place your right hand on your chest and lift the other hand up and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I receive your help to live for you, to go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the agenda of the enemy for your life broken, and grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.